Hi everybody, this has been a 007 back for another 10 minutes spoiler-free movie review, and today I'm talking to you about a low-budget independent film made in England called Honey Trap, and it's a really powerful tale of contemporary life in London and is based on a true story that was given the lurid tabloid headline, The Honey Trap Killer. Because the story was about a young 15-year-old girl called Samantha Joseph, who apparently lured a boy called Shaquilis into following her into a suburban cul-de-sac in London where gang members set upon him and killed him. And this girl, Samantha Joseph, is now facing life in prison. So this is a really big story, made all the newspapers at the time. And in those newspapers, she was very much labelled as this sort of temptress, evil, you know, making this guy who was obsessed with her follow her coolly and calmly to his death. And I think what this film was trying to do is just to give some humanity to that story and explain a little bit what was going on behind the headlines. The writer-director Rebecca Johnson has changed the names of the lead characters in her film out of respect, which I think is fine. But in a sense, it's hollow because, as I've just explained in my intro, the setup of this film is clearly based on that story. And as soon as you've watched it, you do, or I did anyway, you know, you go onto Wikipedia and Twitter and try and find out the real story. But how it's shown is really from Samantha Joseph, or the young girl's point of view. And the young girl here is called Layla, and she's played by Jessica Schuler. Now, in this film, Layla is a very pretty teenage girl. She's come from Trinidad to live with her mother, and her mother is clearly uninterested in having her around. You know, Layla's just an intrusion on her life. Her mum's still very young. She's going out, meeting guys, and, you know, so long as Layla doesn't get under her feet, it's fine, but there's nothing beyond that. It's certainly not a parental figure that you can confide in about your troubles. And my goodness, does Layla need some parental support, because she's thrown into this South London community that is frankly savage. I mean, it's filled with these teenagers who bully and who have gang affiliations. School is just a very peripheral vision object. There doesn't seem to be any kind of parental authority whatsoever, and it's just absolutely savage. And because she is a pretty young girl and is going to attract male attention, of course she's going to attract the jealousy of the other girls in the neighborhood. What's interesting is that she comes to this community actually very conservative and shy, because she's come from perhaps a more strict upbringing in Trinidad. But she lands in South London, where it's very clear that everyone's very sexually active and where you have to kind of up your game if you want a guy's attention. So Layla very quickly becomes obsessed by this good-looking guy called Troy, who is very handsome, but he's a gang member. It's very clear to us watching the film that as soon as this guy gets her to sleep with him, he's going to dump her and move on. But Layla has this naivety, so even when she's being quite sexually forward, she still comes across as incredibly naive and obsessive to the point where she will do anything to impress Troy and to keep him with her, especially in an environment where all the other girls are attacking her and bullying her for getting his attention. So he becomes almost like a badge of honor. And it's kind of interesting to see this character move from sort of naivete to kind of playing a game where she's trying to get this sort of kudos, I guess, for having Troy. And I think what's lovely is that the director, Rebecca Johnson, doesn't try to lay everything out on the table for us. We never, I feel, truly know Layla's motivations, or indeed just how cunning and wise she is. She's quite enigmatic as a character, and I think the actress, Jessica Schuler, is similarly very enigmatic. And at times, when I was watching the film, and I remember this very viscerally, even though I watched it 5 months ago now, in fact, longer than that, 7 months ago, I remember feeling almost frustrated with this character because I wanted to know what was going on. And in a sense, when you make a movie about a tabloid story, in a sense, I think you set up that expectation that even if the audience isn't going to know the true story, if that can ever be known, that somehow we're going to get greater insight. So I think we get greater sympathy for the character, but we really, truly don't understand really where she's coming from. But anyway, as this movie develops, we see that Layla has this lovely best friend called Sean, who probably is in love with her. And as is the case in real life, the decent, earnest best friend isn't the guy that Layla's going to go for. So, you know, tragically, for whatever reason, Sean gets into a beef with Troy, and then Troy decides to use Layla to get his revenge. And because we do know how the story ends, I think the tension builds, and it really is just unbearable as we see this girl just go down this wrong path, and this poor kid sacrificed really to this brutal South London inner city gang environment. I think what's really interesting when you watch this film is it does work as, well, not so much a thriller because you know the ending, but it is tense. It definitely works as a character-based drama, and the characters are interesting to watch unfold and withhold, as the case may be. But actually, I think for most of us, this is not a world that we are going to know well, even though we probably live quite close to it. You know, if you live in central London, you're probably going to be right up against this world and yet have no way of accessing it. And to that extent, Rebecca Johnson gives us an insight into a society, just as Jon Stewart does with Tehran in Rosewater. I feel these are both places that are probably quite alien to the average, you know, sort of middle-class white film reviewer. It's a world where the value system is so out of whack with everything that I or we would probably come to know and hold dear. So it's incredibly misogynistic. It's corrupt in every sense. And it's no wonder that Layla, this girl, loses her moral anchor and ends up complicit in murder, because it's hard to know where the oxygen is coming to sort of keep your moral compass beating, keep its heart beating. It's an interesting film. I really do wonder what the real life Sean's family will see in this film, and whether, because it is, I guess, more sympathetic to the honey trap killer, whether it will make them angry. Because in a sense it is, I guess, undermining the agency of Layla. It's kind of saying a little bit, well, look at this environment, what do you expect is going to happen? To my mind, I think it's a very fascinating film. And, you know, I think it's a film that depicts a world that sometimes we'll only see depicted in headlines of low-rent tabloids. So anything that tries to get under the skin of that is just deeply, deeply valuable and important. So it's hard to say if you've seen Honey Trap, and if you agree or disagree with my comments, please comment on the blog, because it's being released in such a small handful of cinemas. If you cannot get to see it, it isn't necessarily a big epic scope film that needs to be seen on the big screen. So if you can, when it's released on DVD, like rent it, download it, I think it's really worthwhile doing. It's a slight film. It only has a running time of 90 minutes. It's really well worth your time. So Honey Trap has a running time of, variously reported actually, it's 93 minutes on IMDb. The BBFC has reported a running time of 98 minutes for the UK release. So I wonder if it's about 8 minutes longer than the cut that I saw at the London Film Festival. Either way, it's a relatively short film. It is rated 18 for strong sex, violence and drug use. I mean, this is a film that depicts brutal reality of a certain kind of lifestyle in London. So yeah, don't be shocked. It's strong stuff. The movie played the London Film Festival in 2014. I think it also played South by Southwest in 2015 and is currently on very limited release in the UK. Thank you for listening.